Today's daf is Nida daf Chaf Hey. We are holding on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So we read the Mishnah yesterday about being mapil l'shvir malei mayim malei dam malei gavanim, if it's full of water or blood or colors, so you don't have to worry about it being a vlad. But we said that if it already has limbs, then you have to start worrying about being a vlad. And we discussed sandal shilya, she's mapil a squashed fetus or a placenta. Also, you are worried about being a vlad. So we are four lines past the Mishnah on the fourth wide line of the page on Chav Dalet and Beis. Tanya, B'shal Omer, Kover Mesim Ayisi. B'shal says, I was a Kover Mesim. I was burying the dead. V'yisi mistakel bat Tzomash L'Mesim. And I used to look at the bones of the dead bodies. Hashosi Yayin Chai Atzmos of Sruf. And you could tell how people behaved during their lifetime by analyzing their bones after their death. If someone drank undiluted wine, so their bones were burned. Mazel Gatzmos of Schuyin. If they drank over-diluted wine, then their bones were Sechuyin. Rashi says, Shchorin Shamati. I heard that means black. Lishnachrina Sechuyin below Moach, where they didn't have any Moach, they didn't have any marrow in the bones. Karoi, but if a person drank wine that was just right, Atzmos of Meshuchin. Then his bones were perfect. They had just the right amount of moisture in them, and they weren't dried out. It was good. V'kol mi shishtiyasa merubah me'achilaso. Similarly, anyone who drank more than he ate, Atzmos of Sruf, and his bones were burnt. Achilaso merubah mishtiyaso. If he ate more than he drank, Atzmos of Schuyin. Then his bones were Schuyin again, either black or below Moach. Karoi, and if he drank the right amount, Atzmos of Meshuchin, then his bones were Meshuchin. So Tanya, Abishol Omer, Vitem Rabbi Yochanan, Kover Mesim. You see, similarly, we have another Brisa where Abishol reports on his career as a grave digger. Pam Achas Ratzdi Achar Tzvi, or as a member of the Chevra Kadisha. He doesn't say that. He was Kover Mesim. He was someone who buried the dead. So Pam Achas Ratzdi Achar Tzvi, V'nechnasti B'koldes Shomes. He says, one time, I ran after a deer, and while I was running after it, which doesn't seem like, again, this is Agadita, so obviously this is not to be taken literally. It wouldn't be a wise activity to try to beat a deer in a foot race. So obviously this means something more than that. We'll see soon, maybe one or two pshatim. So he says, I was running after a deer, v'nechnasti b'kolus shel meis, and I entered into, while I was chasing him, the kolus of a dead body. Kolus, says Rashi, etzem hayarech, it's the thigh bone. I entered into the thigh bone of a dead body, v'ratzti achrav sholosh parsaos, and I was chasing the deer for three parsaos, utzvi lo higati, and I still never caught up with it, v'kolus lo kolsa. But not only that, the thigh bone was still going. It didn't stop. It was such a gigantic thigh bone. Kishachazarti lachore, when I went back, Amru li shel Og Melech HaBashan Haisa. They told me that was the thigh bone of Og Melech HaBashan. Tanya Abishol Omer, Kover Mesim. You see, third brisa where Abishol reports on being someone who buried dead bodies. Pamachas niftucha ma'aratachti, and one time the ground opened up beneath me like a cave. V'amadti begilgaleinu shel meis adchot me, and I found myself in the eye socket of a dead body all the way up until my nose. Kishachazarti lacharei, when I turned back, Amru ayin shel Avshalom haisa. They said, oh, that was the eye of Avshalom. That's why you were nose deep in the eye socket, because that was no normal person's eye. That was the eye of Avshalom. V'shema tomer Abishol nanasava. Unless you say that Abishol was a midget, and that's why he was all the way up into his nose. Abishol aruch b'darahava. Now you should know that Abishol was the tallest man of his generation. Rabbi Tarfon magilik seifon. Rabbi Tarfon only reached to his shoulder. Rabbi Tarfon aruch b'darahava. Rameir Magiluk Seifo. Rabbi Tarfon was the tallest of his generation, and Rameir would only reach to his shoulder. Rameir Aruch Bedarahava, Rabbi Magiluk Seifo. Rameir was the tallest of his generation, Rabbi only reached to his shoulder. Rabbi Aruch Bedarahava, Rabbi Chia Magiluk Seifo. I'm going to stop translating. Rabbi Chia Aruch Bedarahava, Rav Magiluk Seifo. Rav Aruch Bedarahava, Rabbi Yehuda Magiluk Seifo. Rabbi Yehuda Aruch Bedarahava, Va'adadaila Magiluk Seifo. So what's Daila? Says Rashi, two passages. possibilities what Daila is. Rashi says either Shamash Drabanan Va'ada Shmo, not two possibilities, rather one possibility. Shamash Drabanan Va'ada Shmo. His name wasn't Abba Daila, he was someone who's Mishamish Rabanan, that's what Daila means, and his name was Abba. His name was Ada, rather. So Pashtavina de Pumbadisa Kailei La'ada Daila Adpalgi. Now, up until now, we've been discussing this one got to this one's shoulder, that one to the other one's shoulder, to the other one's shoulder. So he says, Prashtavina to Pumbadisa stood by Abadaila only halfway up Abadaila's body. He was half as tall as Abadaila. What's Prashtavina? So Rashi says, Shema Ish, it's a man from Pumbadisa, named Prashtavina. Tulsa's on top says, Pirsha Kutra Shemish, Vechain Baruch, Ve'eno came. But I don't think that's correct. Dim Kain, Havale Lememar, Mi Pumbadisa. El Pirsha Shbam, Lashon Parnassal Sumemshala. It means like an officer, a governor of Pumbadisa. If it was just a guy named Prashtavina and he was from Pumbadisa, it would have said Prashtavina, Mi Pumbadisa. Either way, he only got halfway up Abadaila's body. Vekulial Makoy, the Prashtavina, the Pumbadisa, and everyone else only got up to the belt of Parshtavina de Pumbadisa. So why do we go through all of this? Just to let you know that Abishol was not a midget. Abishol was actually quite tall, so when he was up to his nose in the eye socket of a dead body, that means that was a very, very large eye that he was in the eye of Avshalom. So a couple of things over here. First of all, Shosi Yayin Chai, that's most of Sruf. When we started with the Brisa, someone drinks undiluted wine, his bones will be burned. There's a Brisa, Misechus Tainus, Daf Lamed and Beis, where the Gemara says, Kala Ochel Basar, Vishosi Yayin, Betisha B'Av, and Rashi over there says, doesn't mean literally Betisha B'Av, means by the Sudam Afsekas of Tisha B'Av. Anyone who eats meat and drinks wine and Erev Tisha B'Av at the Sudam Afsekas, Allah HaKasav Omer, it's about him that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vatihi Avonosam Alatzmosam, that their sins are going to be recognized on their bones. So the Ran over there explains in Maseches Tainus that the Braisa Dafka says the Atzamos, that the Atzamos are gonna show the Avera, because Shtias Yayin is Nikar Ba Atzamos. That's where do we get that from? That's Nida Daf Chav Dalet and Beis, that when you drink wine, somehow that's recognizable in the bones. Some Sofer just wonders, what kind of connection can you make? Yes, Shtias Yayin is Nikar Ba Atzamos. How do you know by looking at the bones when he drank the wine? Over there, it's talking, everyone drinks wine at some time. So over there, it's talking about drinking normal wine, like normal people would drink. You just happen to drink it at the Sudam Afsekes. So how do you know necessarily that you'd be able to see that in the bones? We just see what kind of wine a person would drink during his lifetime in the bones. That's what we see in our Gemara. Not when he drank wine in the bones. So some Sofer has a whole fancy drush. He says, Al Piteva, all sorts of foods and drinks are nicker in the atzamos, can be recognized in the bones. If you analyze bones, you'll be able to see all sorts of indications about the kind of diet that the person had during their lifetime. But when you see someone whose bones are rotted and whose bones are messed up in some way, you're not going to be able to prove that it happened because of his averus. Maybe he wasn't a balavonos. Maybe instead he had the nega of kina. Verekev atzmos kina, the pasuk says in Mishlei. So maybe when there's a bone problem, it might relate to a kina issue that the person has. But a person who eats meat and drinks wine at the Sudam of Sex on Tisha B'Av, it's a hochacha that he's not a bal kina. It means that he doesn't have this jealousy of other people. Why? Because even if he's not mitzta'er on the tzar of the Shechina, that the Shechina doesn't have a makom in this world anymore to rest in its most potent form in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not mitzta'er in the tzar of the Torah, that we don't have the ability to study Torah b'shal b'sheket in Eretz Yisrael, still at least he should be mekane b'goyim, that the goyim have their own nations, the goyim have their own kings, the goyim have their own, at least he would have that level of kinna. And the fact that he does that he's willing to eat and drink on Tisha B'Av shows that he doesn't have that level of kinna. So if you find that his bones are rotted, so that's going to be a raya muchletes that he's a bal avonos. So that's why vatia avonosam al atzmosam, that a person who eats and drinks, eats meat and drinks wine on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's not from the drinking the wine on Erev Tisha B'Av that makes his bones ruined. It's from the fact that he drinks wine shows that he's not a balkina. Memela, his bones must be ruined because of his avonos. It's not because of kina, because those are the only two possibilities. That's how the Chassam Sofer darshins the connection between the two Gemaras. What about this whole story with the running after the deer and the running through the bones? What's going on over here? So the Chassam Sofer also has Derech Drush, Derech Remez. He explains the Gemara. There are different types of Agadat Gemaras. Some Agadat Gemaras are just stories that make sense in their own right and have deeper messages also. And sometimes of Agadat Gemaras, it's you can't say in a Mikra Yotzei Midei Peshuta. The Pasha Peshat itself doesn't make any sense, and the Pasha Peshat itself is clearly never meant to be understood on its Pashat level. It's all B'Derech Remez. There is no it's multi-tiered, but all of the tiers are beyond the Peshat level. This is like in the where do you have like the fifth parak of Basra, where you have all the ones with the demons juggling cups of wine. That's not meant to. None of that is meant to be understood on the Pasha level. This type of Gemara is not meant to be understood on the Pasha level at all. So the Chassam Sofer is Mefarish Derech Remez. He says a Kover Mesim is a it's an expression. It doesn't really mean that he was a grave digger. It means someone who would fight wars with Rishayim to stop them from Averas. Someone who would spend his life stopping Rishayim from doing Averas. Because Rishayim are Kriya Mesim. That we know, that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yechesim Beis says that a Rasha, even Bechayev, is called a Mace. A Rasha, even during his lifetime, is called a Mace. So he says there are two ways that people try to stop Rishayim from doing Averas. One is Lahalichimam Bedarki Shalom, to be peaceful with them, to hang out with them, in a way where hopefully by your presence you're going to be mashpia on them, that they're not going to want to do Averos, so that you'll be able to prevent them from doing Averos because you'll always be watching over them. Similar to the Gemara Sukkah Nun Beis Amar Aleph, that Abaye would travel long distances together with people in order to stop them from having Yichud, from being left alone, and from doing Averos. He would just always be there. He would always be a presence. The other way to do it is to fight B'darkei Melchama Mamish, to stop the Rishayim. So in the first way, Abishal says, he ran after a Tzvi, and he was Nichnas B'kol HaShalmeis. He entered into the thigh bone of a dead body, meaning when he's trying to chase after Kedusha, because the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshula L'Tzvi. The Pasuk gives a mashal of the Kedusha of Hashem in Shir HaShirim, Domed Dodi L'Tzvi. So he's running after the Kedusha. So he went, because of this, he went into the Kol HaShalmeis. Kol is the thigh bone. That's a remez to the taiva. That the thigh bone is a remez to the taiva of arayos and that type of taiva. So he went three parcels after Rishayim to stop them from yichud, stop them after avera. But tzvi lo higati, he got too tired and he didn't have the ability to continue. V'kolis lo kolsa, but that yetzer hara is extremely strong. And says Chassam Sofer, what you see from here is that the taivos of bali avera for averos is greater than the desire for tzaddikim to run after Kedusha. That's how strong the taivos are for Averos. Similarly, the Chassam Sofer says in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of the Afla, that's why Yaakov says to Esav, Michro kayomas b'choras chali, sell me today your b'chora, meaning Yaakov wanted the zuchus, that his koach would be so strong to Avodas Hashem, like the strength of the fire of the taiva that Esav had on that day for Averos. So he was saying, you have this great taiva for Avera, I want to be able to try to channel that to Kedusha, because that would be a great maila. Normally that's impossible. So when he says this kolus was the kolus of Og, so what did Og do? Og ran great distances in order to tell Avram Avinu that Lot was captured. Why? Said Avram would get killed and be able to marry Sarah. All of that was his taiva. All of that was Og's taiva. So that was the kolus of Og. So that's the first maisa. Second maisa, he says, Niftecha ma'ara tachtiva maddi begilgal eno shal meisad chotmi, k'shachzarti l'achorei, they said that it's the ayin of Avshalom, that is the eye of Avshalom, that sometimes a person fights Rishayim, derech milchama mamish, fighting them head on. So he says, Niftecha ma'ara tachti, what does that mean? That he didn't find any rest for his feet to sit, any time to relax, because he was always because the Rishayim were always overpowering. And he says, Va'amad b'Gilgal Eino Shel Meis, he was fighting Rishayim until he entered into the eye of the war, until he was right up in their face, right up against them. However, it's asr to be mistake in nafsho, it's asr to put himself in sakana to fight this war, and therefore he only went up until his nose, up until the place of Netilas Neshama. But once it got to a point where his life was being threatened by the Rishayim, and there was a realistic possibility that he was going to get killed by the Rishayim, that's when he stopped. And the Rishayim are compared to Avshalom, because Avshalom also was not worried about trying to kill those who tried to stop him from doing Averus. If you look in Shmuel Beis, Parak Yud Zayin, see Avshalom was not afraid of killing those who were trying to stop him from doing Averus. So the Gemara is Messiah that all this happened, and Abishal lost his kavach and wasn't able to be victorious over all the Rishayim, in spite of the fact that Abishal was Aruch Bedoro. Aruch doesn't mean he was physically the tallest. No one understands it that way. He was the chassid of Machmir Ma'od. He was a big chassid in his generation. And still, his taiva l'kedusha still didn't reach the shear of the taiva of a yetzer hara that a Rasha has for Averos. And even the chassid was not moser nafsho on the melchama against the Rishayim. Okay, so says the Gemara now weiter. Shalul, with three lines on the top, Chafei Amar Aleph. Shalul Vnei Rebbe, Hamapel Shvir Mali Basar Mahu. What's the din if a woman is mapil a shvir full of flesh, an embryonic sac full of basar? So it doesn't have a tzuris of lard, it's just full of flesh. So Amar Aleph, lo shamati. So unbelievable. They asked Rebbe. Rebbe says, I don't know, never heard. Rabbi put together all the Mishnayos, but he never heard. So I'm in the fun of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi said to him, Kach Omer Abba, well, this is what I'll tell you what Rabbi Yossi said. Malei Dam, if it was a Shvir Malei Dam, which, by the way, was not the question you were asked, it was not anything we were talking about, Tamei Anida, then she'd be Tamei Anida. He's just adding that in for your own edification. Malei Basar, if it's a Shvir Malei Basar, that is your Shaila, Tamei Leida, then she's going to be Tamei Leida. So my father already said, Tamei Leida. So Rebbe said back, if you were to tell me a chiddush from your father, I would listen to you. If I asked a shaila about a shvir mali basar, and you said your father had a chiddush about a shvir mali basar, good, that would be the end of the story. I would listen, there would be nothing to question. But you told me something extra. You also told me something in the name of your father about a shvir mali dam. Now, I happen to know that what you told me in the name of your father about a shvir mali dam is an expression of a das yachid. It is not, it's a reflection of a das yachid. It is not the generally accepted opinion. It is, in fact, like the shita of sumchus, because sumchus shar mishum rameir, who we actually had earlier in this perek, that dam inside a chaticha is mitame mishum nida. So yeah, that's a reflection of the shita of sumchus, which is only a das yachid, and therefore I know we don't paskin like the first half of what you just said over in the name of your father. So hanami, shemek rabbi shua amra, vein alch rabbi shua. So now I'm choshesh, the second half of what you said in the name of your father, that a shvir malei basar, that the woman's going to be tamei leida, maybe that's also like a das yachid, maybe that's only going like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore we're not going to paskin like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Titania, like, well, where do we find a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that says this? Hamapel shvir she'enu merukam. What if a woman is mapel a shvir that is not formed? Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Vlad. Rabbi Yeshua says it's still a Vlad, she's going to be tamei leida. V'cham romeinu Vlad. Chum say it's not a Vlad. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakshmi Shem Raboshia Machlokes Ba'achur. The whole Machlokes is if it's sullied. Avol B'tzolul. But if it's clear, Divrei Akol Ein Vlad. Then everyone would say that if it's clear inside the sack, everyone would say it's not a Vlad. Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi Amar B'tzolul Machlokes. No, the Machlokes is if it's clear. So Ibaylu, what do you mean by that? B'tzolul Machlokes Av Ba'achur Divrei Akol Vlad. Odim Lebeim Zeh Beim Zeh Machlokes. What do you mean? You mean to say that by when it's clear it's a machlokas, but if it's achur, then everyone would say it's a vlad? Or do you mean to say that it's a machlokas? In either case, take, we're not really sure what he meant to say by that. But either way, it's Rabbi Yeshua who has the shita that if it's a shvir she'enu merukam, it's still still considered a Vlad. If it's not formed, it's considered a Vlad. So maybe a Shmir Malei Basar would have a din of Eino Marukam, and therefore would not be considered a Vlad. So I can't just trust what you tell me in the name of your father, because I have to always be Choshesh that maybe what you tell me in the name of your father is only a reflection of the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, and we don't pass in that way. So the Rashba asks an obvious question. If Rabbi knew this Brisa, that there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim about Mapela Shvir Sheino Marukam, why when he was asked about Mapela Shvir Malei Basar, did he say, Lo Shamati? He should have said, Machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. And I don't know, do we pass in the Rabbi Yeshua? Do we pass in the Chachamim? So he should have said, and he could have gone even further and said, we pass in the Chachamim. But at least he should not have said, Lo Shamati. He obviously had a clear Brisa in mind when this conversation started. So the Rashba answers that Rebbe knew that according to Rebbe Shua that a Shvir Malei Basar is Tamei, because Shvir Malei Basar is no worse than Merukam, than something that has no form whatsoever. His suffolk was if the Chachamim are also moded to that, meaning, is the Machlokas Chachamim and Rebbe Shua dafka about a Shvir that's not Malei Basar, but had it been Malei Basar, maybe the Chachamim would be moded to Rebbe Shua that is called a Vlad? Or maybe even a Shvir Malei Basar, the Chachamim would still disagree with Rabbi Yeshua and say that you're not Choshesh for a Vlad. So Rabbi Shmuel was made in the name of Rabbi Yossi to be Metame by Shvir Malei Basar, and he thought that his father must be holding like the Rabbim. So that's why he brought a Raya what the Chachamim Shita was. I mean, Rabbi's whole suffix the entire time is what are the Chachamim going to hold? He knows what Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold. Of course Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold she's Tamei Leida. His whole suffix is, what are the Chachamim going to hold? So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, well, my father passed in this way, so it must be the Chachamim are going to hold that she's, that like my father says, that she's going to be Tamei Leida. So says Rabbi, back to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, no, the other Pesach from your father was a reflection of a Das Yachid. Maybe this Pesach of your father was only said within Rabbi Yeshua, and it was not said within the Shita of the Chachamim. So that's why he rejected the raya from the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Meisvei Azudar Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya darshan the following: Vayas Hashem Elokim laAdam uli ishto kasnos arvei al bishem. God made for Adam and for his wife kasnos ar skin. Clothing of skin, ve'al b'shem, and he dressed them. So melamed she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa or la'adam elim kein notzar. You see from there that God only makes or on a person. He only makes a person's skin if there's already yitzira, if he's already formed as a person. Alma ba'or tal yimil. So it seems to be that skin is an indication of when the person is a bona fide person, when it's a real Vlad or when it's not a Vlad. V'loshna achur, v'loshna tzalul. And it's got nothing to do with whether it's achur or tzalul, whether it's clear fluid inside the sack or not clear fluid. It doesn't make a difference. If there's or, it's a person. If it's not, it's not. So, yeah, bishlam b'tzalul machlokas, hainu disrachra. See, if you say the whole machlokas is by tzalul, so I understand why I need this pasuk to tell me to Rabbi Yeshua that because of R alone it would be considered a Vlad. That according to Rabbi Yeshua it says that even by Tzalul it's considered a Vlad. Mm-hmm. So I need a pasuk to tell me, yeah, by Tzalul it would be considered a Vlad, but only if there's R. But if you say the Almachlok is by Achur, Lamli Kra, why do I need a pasuk? Svara bi almuhu. By the time it's Achur, if the Almachlok is when it's Achur, so then it's already Haskin, so then it's a Svara bi alma, then obviously you don't need a pasuk to tell me only if it has R. Ela shmamina b'tzal machlokas. So it must be that all machlokas b'tzal shmamina. So that's a raya. V'cheinam Rav Nachman Rav Rabba Ravua. Rav Nachman Rav Rabba Ravua also said machlokas ba'achur av b'tzal divrei kol eino vlad. He says that the machlokas is only by achur, but by tzal everyone would agree that it's not a vlad. Esve Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman ela amru simin vlad b'behem adaka tinuf. The simin vlad of a small animal is tinuf, as if it's dirty. Begasa shilya, a simin vlad to know if there's a vlad there by a large animal is if there's a shilya, if there's an afterbirth. Beisha shvir vishilya, and by a woman there needs to be an embryonic sac and afterbirth. Vilu shvir b'behema lo pater, but shvir by a behema would not pater. We would not assume that that would pat you from Bechar on the next animal, because we don't assume that that's considered a Bechar. Iyam b'shlam b'tzalul machlokes. So if the whole machlokes is only by tzalul, so mishum hachi isha the rabbi bakra pater bashvir bebehema the law rabbi kra lo pater bashvir. So I understand very well by humans where we have this special pasuk, so we're gonna pater if it's just a shvir. By behema, where we don't have a special pasuk about the ar, so we're not gonna pater a shvir. Eliyam pa'achar machlokas, but if the whole machlokas is when it's dirtied, michti svaruhu maishna isha umaishna behema. So then it's all tali and svara. So if it's tali and svara, it's not tali in the pasuk. So why should there be a halachic difference between what's called a vlad by a human and what's called a vlad by behema? So says the Gemara, Misavad Rabbi Shua Mifshat Pashalei. Why, you think when Rabbi Shua said his din that this is called the Vlad, it was so obvious to him that it's called the Vlad? Rabbi Shua Svukim Misafkalei. Rabbi Shua wasn't sure what was considered a real Vlad, both by Behema and by Adam. So Va'azil Hachal Chumra, Va'achal Chumra. So he decided to be Machmir in both directions. Gabe Isha de Mamona Hu Safik Mamona Lukula. By a human being, where it's an issue of Dinim Mamonis, whether someone's a Bechar, because it's an issue of Dinim Mamonis for Pidin Ben, whether the Kohen is going to get the money or not get the money. So then, Savig Mamonu Lekula, we're always going to say, Motzi Mechavera Levaraya, and therefore we're going to assume Lekula. Gabi Behema, the Isuruhu, the Ika, the Gabi Gizav Avoda, Savig Isuru Lechumra. But by Bechor Behema, you have to worry about Gizav Avoda, so then it's a Savig Isser, so Savig Isser, we're going to go Lechumra. So says Mara Chinami Gabi Isha Safik Tuma Lechumra. And also by a woman, you'd have to say on the Safik Tuma side of it, you'd also have to go Lechumra. Since it's a Safik, you'd have to say Lechumra on both ends. So that's why by the woman, we're going to assume it is a Vlad for the Safik Tuma element of it, because everything is a suffix. So says Gemara, Mima Safkale, Vakrakamar. How can you say Rabbi Shua was Mesupuk? He has a pasuk, so it doesn't sound like he's Mesupuk. So Midraban Vakras Machta Bialmahu. You have to say, yeah, he holds that it's all an issue of Drabanan, or if not Midrabanan, let's say it like that. The Midrabanan and the Pasuk is only in Asmachta. So he was Mesupak, whether it was a real Dindar Raisa, or whether that pasuk is only in Asmachta, and therefore he wasn't sure what the halacha should be. Tosfos of here has a ha'ara by behema di isura hu di ikal gabi giz v'avod the safik isura l'chumra. We said by behema, since it's an issue of isur, so we go l'chumra. Tosfos points out by the isur of giz v'avoda, which be machmir misafik, that makes sense to be knowing b'kedushas b'chora. But by dine b'chora, there's also a dine mamnis element of it. Who does the behema belong to? The kohen or the bailim? So why by that issue is Rabbi Shua also machmir? He's machmir that you give it to a kohen, that it's considered a bechar. So if he's being machmir that it's considered a bechar, so I understand he wants to be machmir by the giz of avoda. Why is he being machmir in the dinim amnis also? Dinim amnis suffik we said as a motzi mechaver alav harayah should always be lekula. So Tosfos explains that once it's asked by giz of avoda mikach suffik, we have no other choice but to give a behema to a kohen, because if it remains in the hands of the bailim, so then you're going to come to be matir giz of avoda as well. So once we deal with the giz of avoda shayla, we then don't have a choice of how to deal with the dinim amnis shayla. So first we deal with its status in terms of isser, and then by the time we get to the dinim amnis, we're out of options anyway. Okay, we're on the first medium sized line. Chafei amar alf. Amalei Rabbi Chanina bar Shlami l'Rav. Har Rabbi, Har Rabbi Shlomo ben Rabbi Yossi, Har Rabbi Oshia, Har Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi. So Rabbi Chanina bar Shlami said to Rav, I see all these shitas. Rabbi says lo shamati about the shvir malei basar. Rabbi Shmuel said malei basar is tamei aleda. That was Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, the name of his father. Rabbi Oshio says that all machlokas is only by achur. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi says that the machlokas is by tzalul. So what's the halacha? What do you hold like if you find malei basar? So are you looking for tzalul? Are you looking for achur? Is that a machlokas? Is that some who do you paskin like in the original machlokas anyway? So says I hold that whether it's achur, whether it's salul, she does not have to be choshesh that there's a vlad in there. Ushmuel amar echad zev echad zech choshesha. Shmuel holds the exact opposite, that whether it's achur, whether it's salul, she does have to be choshesh that there's a vlad in there, and therefore she needs yumei tumah, and she doesn't get yumei tawar, because it's all a suffix. It's only choshesha, it's not that it's vadai. Vaz the Shmuel the taimei, and this is Shmuel the shitaso. The chiyas rav dimi amar, me olam lo dach ushvir ben arda, levar me ushvir da asal kamei de Shmuel, that they were never mitahir, a shvir ben arda, except for the shvir that was brought to Shmuel, the manach alei chut asar lemehai gisa, the chazi mehai gisa, where he put a hair on a string like a hair on one side and was able to see it through on the other side. Amar misa tevlad avay lo vizikulei hai. Even by tzalel amekel, but this is tzalel beyond belief. This is so clear, you're able to see right through it. He says if there was ever a vlad in here, it would never be this super duper clear, and therefore that was the only time that they were ever matar. But typically Shmuel says you do have to be choshesh that there is a vlad. So how do we paskin? Rav says you don't have to be choshesh. Shmuel says you do have to be choshesh. So the klal in shas that we generally have, we had it earlier already, and we had it in yesterday's daf, I think already, if I'm not mistaken. But the klal in shas that we normally have is that hilsa karav b'isuri, that we generally paskin like Rav when it comes to isur v'heter, and we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to dinim amidah. So based on this klal, not surprisingly, the Rambam Misuri Bia Perik Yod Halacha Dalid passes like Rav, that a woman is mapil shvir sheinu merukam, even if it's mole basar, she does not have to be choshesh for a vlad like Rav Shita. Magen Mishnah says there are two additional reasons to pass like Rav. First of all, the pashtus of Stam Mishnah sounds like Rav, and the Halacha is like Stam Mishnah, and also the Chamim Cholik and Rabbi Shua are matar even if it's achur, and we pass like the Chamim neged the Das Yachin of Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why it makes plenty of sense to pass like Rav over here. However, a significant group of significant Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, the Ramban, the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, significant Rishonim passing over here like Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel was knowing the Maisa based on his Shita, and the Maisa Rav is Adif. And that was the Minhag Arda, that they would do like Shmuel. That's what the Gemara records. Not just that he held this way, but that he did this way. And whenever someone does a certain way, so then we have to be machmir. That was the Minhag Arda, that they were always machmir. There's a kasha. Some of the Achronim point out if you're going to pass like Shmuel, the Gemara Brachos Davdal and Menalv tells us about the greatness of David HaMelech and how David HaMelech would be involved in all sorts of shailas, and he wasn't like a typical king who would stay in the back lines and, you know, let other people get their hands dirty. He would be involved in everything from wars to halachic issues. And one of the things that he says was Ani yaday melechachos bedam ubeshvir ubeshilya. And Rashi says he would get his hands dirty b'shvir to know if it's merukam, if it's malei dam, if it's malei mayim. Sounds like David HaMelech wasn't choshesh, and he was for Shmuel that it wasn't choshesh, that everything is going to be tameh, and he was willing to be metayer shvir if it's malei dam or malei mayim. So maybe that's a little bit of a raya to paskin like Rav, not like Shmuel. The Ravid also writes that if Shmuel was that Shmuel was a very great bucky in the Tzura Savlat. We're going to see later, but over here already you see that Shmuel was dissecting this thing. He was an extreme bucky in the Tzura Savlat, and still he was choshish most of the time. Unless it was so super clear that you were able to see right through it, he was choshish most of the time. So we who lack that bekiyus, all the more so, need to be choshish. Okay, v'imhayu merukam. The Mishnah had said that if the fetus had limbs, so teshav lezachar l'keva, then you have full tumas leida. Tan rabbanan, ezu shvir merukam. What is a shvir merukam? Abshalom etchilas priyasa meirosho. It has it's initially formed from its head. V'shtei einav k'shtei tipin shel zvav, meaning you see the initial formation of the face already. It has two eyes, like two little bugs' eyes, like flies' eyes. Tani Reb Chiya Meruchak and Zem, he said, that are a distance from each other. Shnei Chotmin Kishtei Tipim Shel Zuvin, it's two nostrils also, like a bug's eyes. Tani Reb Chiya Umukrov and Zel Zem, they're very close to each other. Upiv Matuach Kechot HaSara, and its mouth is beginning to stretch like a hair. Ugviyaso Ka Adasha, and its spine is like an Adasha. Vim Haisa Nekeva Nidona kisaora la archa. And if it's nekeva, then we look at it at like a saora across its length. V'chatuch yadayim v'raglayim ein lo. V'chituch yadayim v'raglayim ein lo. It does not yet have formed hands and feet. V'alav mefurish b'kabbalah. And it's about this that the pasuk says. V'alo kechalav tatichaini uchagvina takpieni. Oru basar talbisheni uva atzamos v'gidim tzocheni chayim v'chesed asisi imadiv kudas kasham aruchi. That's a description of the formation of a fetus, of the formation of a human being. Ve'ein bot kenoso b'mayim, now we don't check it using water, shamayim azin, because water can sometimes be a little rough, v'tardinoso, and we'll crush it, we'll smush it. Ela bot kenoso b'shemen, we use something softer, like oil, shashemen rach umetzachtzecho, because oil is soft, and will nurture it. Vein roen el bechama, and you only examine it in the sun. Ketzad botkenoso, how do you examine it? Ketzad botkenoso, gedamrinan, what do you mean? We just said exactly what you look at, how you look at the eyes, you look at the nostrils, you look at the spine. What do you mean, how do you examine it? We just said exactly how you examine it. Ela bameh botkenoso, leidem zachrum nekevehi. No, how do you know if you're looking at a zachrum nekeve? We gave slightly different simanim for zachar nekeva. So how are you going to check it properly to know whether it's a zachar, whether it's a nekeva? So abishol bar nash, ramila abishol bar remesh omer, abishol bar nash, and some say abishol bar remesh, says that the way you do it is as follows. Mevi kisem sharosh chalak umenaneo ba oso makom. You take a splinter that has a smooth top, and you shake it around in that area, in the genital area, to see whether what happens. Im misachzeich, if it catches on something, biyadua shazacharu, then it's a raya that forming fetus is a male. Vim lav, and if it doesn't catch on anything, biyadua shenekevehi, then you know that fetus is forming as a female. Amram nachem amra barvua lo shanu elmi lemata lemala. That's only if you're moving it around from top to bottom. But if you're moving it from side to side, then it might even be a female if it gets caught on something, because it might be getting caught in the kosei beis harechem. So if you're going to do this trick to take this smooth-headed splinter and move it around, you got to move it in an upward downward motion, not in a side by side motion. If she's a nekeva, so we look for a saora seduka for the crack of that's the size of a barley. So maskel of nachman v'dilma chutzal beitzim ninu. How are you going to be able to tell that that's a nekeva? That's also makom on a nekeva. If it looks like a saora seduka, maybe what that actually is the chutzal beitzim. It's a part of the male anatomy. It's not part of the female anatomy. So rabbi hashta beitzim gufayu lo yadi chutzal beitzim yadiya. So no, it can't be. It can't be that it would be visibly recognizable. The chutzal beitzim would be visibly recognizable when the beitzim themselves, the testicles themselves, aren't recognizable. So the chut in the middle is certainly not going to be at all recognizable. And therefore, if you see something that looks like a chut, it's got to be that it's a nekeva, and it's the beis harechem that's forming. Amrav Amram Tana, beis yarchosav kebeis chutin shel zahoris. Its two thighs are like two strings of zahoris, two strands of thread. Vamrav Amram Allah kishel arev. That he said that which kinds of threads? The arev threads, not the shasi threads. When they would weave, there would be two types of threads. They would have threads that would go up, down, and threads that would go across. The arev threads were wider than the shasi threads. So they're saying the thighs are like two threads. It means like the thickness of the arev threads. Vishnegra zro osav kibes chutin shel zaharis vamravamrum Allah kishel shasi. And the two arms are also like two threads, but they are not like the arev threads, they are like the shasi threads. They're thinner than the thighs. Amli Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna lo tavid uvda ad sheyashir. He says, don't paskin anything ad sheyashir unless you analyze it very carefully. Umir Mashmol Hachi v'amr Shmuel achazu v'achazu chashashas. What do you mean? Didn't Shmuel say that we're always choshesh? That we're always ad sheyashir, I'm sorry, until it has hair. That you can't assume that it's a vlad until it has hair. So says Gemara, does Shmuel really say it needs to have hair? Didn't Shmuel say we're always choshesh? That pretty much no matter what, if it comes out as a sack full of basar already, already were choshesh. So how could you say, don't paskin that it's going to be tameh and that she's going to have to masleida unless it has hair? So Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Shmuel, Ledidi Mefarshim, Leminei Demar Shmuel, Shmuel explained this to me, Lachosh choshesh, Yimei Tara lo yavinila at she yasir. We're always choshesh for tumah, but we don't give her Yimei Tara. We're not even going to assume that it goes lekula also until it has hair as well. So says Gemara, the Memor, the Mesafkele, the Shmuel, really Shmuel had a suffix about this. There was a shvira that came to Shmuel to paskinon. This is what I mentioned before. Shmuel had great expertise in this area. He took one look at it and he said, this is a 41-day-old pregnancy. This pregnancy began 41 days ago exactly. And they did a quick cheshbon and they said, well, wait a second. This woman went to the mikvah 40 days ago. So how could this pregnancy be 41 days old? Shmuel says, it's not my mistake. We got to check into this. So they tied the guy down until he was finally moda, that he was bowl his wife a day too early. He jumped the gun, and he was bowl the day before she went to the mikvah. So how can you say Shmuel is mesupik? This guy, he was able to look at something and say exactly 41 days? That's unbelievable. With all of modern technology, they can never say something like that. So says Gemara, Shani Shmuel derav guvrei. Yeah, that's what Shmuel, when he would be able to analyze the shaila himself, then he would have confidence in the psak. But when he's teaching his students how to pass on these halachas, he said, the halachas, you always have to be choshesh, because who's going to have that kind of expertise like him to be able to have that kind of medical knowledge? Okay, then not all of his talmidim were going to go to medical school. Hamapela sandal. The Mishnah went on to say, if a woman is mapil a sandal, like a squashed fetus, so you have to be choshish for a zachar and a keva. So Tanu Rabbanan, sandal domo ledag shel yam. A sandal looks like a fish in the sea. It's flat, like a fish. Mitchilas of vlad hu, elishir nitzaf. It was a vlad, and then it got crushed. So that's why you have to be choshish for yimei tuma, that it's a vlad. Rav Shugum Lielomer, sandal domo leloshon shel shor gadol. It's flat like the tongue of a large ox. Mishum Rabbeinu Yidu, sandal tzarech tzuras panim, that it needs to have some sort of an image of a face. Amr Yidom Rishmal, halach sandal tzarech tzuras panim, that it needs to have a tzuras panim. Amr Avadam Rav Yosef, Amr Yitzchak, sandal tzarech tzuras panim, v'afilu me'achorav. Doesn't have to say where the tzuras panim is. It doesn't have to be in front of the body. The tzuras panim could be in the back of the body. It could be totally misformed to the point that it's twisted. It's like when someone slaps his friend and his face like shoots back, you know, toward the back. So that's where the sandal's face could be located, but it's still called a sandal and still considered a vlad. During Rabbi Yanai's lifetime, they wanted to be metaher a sandal that didn't have a tzuras panim. Amle Rabbi Yanai said to them, "Tihartem es havlados. You're being mitayer vlados, meaning this is real. It's a real vlad, and you can't be mitayer a sandal that has a tzuras panim that doesn't have a tzuras panim. Even though it doesn't have a tzuras panim, it's still tamei. It's a vlad." But didn't we just say several shittos that all said that a sandal needs a tzuras panim, without a tzuras panim it's not a vlad? So what's Rabbi Yanai getting all upset about, that it's considered a vlad even without tzuras panim? This mishnah is a reflection of the shita of Rabbi Nechunya, meaning when it says tzarek tzuras panim, that's Rabbi Nechunya holds. He was made on base medrash, but he's a das yachid. We don't pass him like that. Rabbi Yanai was saying that we hold, even if it doesn't have a tzuras panim, it's still going to be considered a vlad, and the woman's still going to be tameh with tumas leida. Rabibi was his mazel was goreim that this shmua was set over. Meaning I wanted to say like this, but Rabibi beat me to it. I had the same idea to say that it was Rabbi Nechunya who is a das yachid, and really we don't paskin that way, and it's only Rabbi Nechunya old you need to respond him. I really wanted to say it, but Rabibi beat me to it. He's the one that got to say it. Da'anavu havina yasvina kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Both Rabibi and I, says Rabbi Zeira, were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan on the first wide line here, last line of Gemara, right? So we were both sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyamar l'hashmaitu, and Rabbi Yochanan was saying this over. V'kadam ihu va'amar v'zachaba. But he's the one that chapped first, and he was the one that was able to be zocha to say it over. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue more discussions with Shem of Sandal tomorrow.